history, get a little bit of zoo information. Kick things off with Wapton history, our favorite historian, and the reason frog leg prices are up. Jana Gageland this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, the prices of frog legs going up.
You're watching that every week.
I am.
That's good.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And for those of you that don't know, we talked about the Fairmount Frog Factory a few episodes ago, and it just sort of seems to be hanging on.
But it is.
There you go. But you're checking the prices.
I'm staying on top of it. Yeah.
So last week we covered the year 1950, and you thought it'd be a good idea almost 10 years later to jump ahead to 59 and see what's changed and what stayed the same.
Yeah, and I would have thought maybe that some of the small towns out in the county would have maybe some of their businesses maybe wouldn't be there, but they actually were. And they did a little bit more advertising, like Mantador listed many of their businesses. And at the same time they're listing their businesses, they're also thanking the people for supporting their community. Here's Morton giving away 50 turkeys on their day when Santa gets there.
On December 19th, they gave away 50 Christmas turkeys.
Right. And then at the same time, they're saying thank you for shopping locally. Which is a good deal.
Right. And the number of businesses they had, we commented on this last week.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
The Mantador one, in 1950, when I was here last week, we talked about 1950, and the businesses were not really listed. But now if you look in 1959, there is a lot out there. And they predict that the next year will be better, and they're thanking people for keeping the businesses open. And so... yeah, they're saying Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I like to get back to those times, just reminiscing on that. You know, small towns, a lot of businesses going, thriving.
Yep. Yeah. And they're owned by local people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's even better.
That's even better. Yes. Good point.
So Abercrombie, again, they have their businesses there in the ad. But I noticed a couple of them that weren't there. And maybe they just chose not to.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of the businesses were sold in the meantime. I don't remember the grocery store being the Thiel grocery store, but, that probably happened. Now that they
Mo Texaco Service, I'm looking at that one.
Yep.
Aber Grain Company, and then a big ad for the Kent State Bank.
Yep.
Okay, so kind of tying that whole area in, too.
Mm-hmm. Right. So things were about the same, which was a little surprising.
Right.
So locally, the first thing that I found was in 1210, was that a lot of people, they always had the news from the different parts of the county.
Oh, yeah, the little gossip columns.
Right.
I love those.
Well, so there was a lot more motoring. This family motored to there to shop. So there was a lot more of that kind of shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they didn't have Black Friday.
That didn't come along till
early 90s. And then they didn't have, Cyber Monday. So they just had their Christmas shopping days.
Imagine back then the looks you would have got talking about Cyber Monday.
Yeah,
it's like, what?
Yeah, what is cyber? So in December, early December, we had... according to the newspaper, we were ahead of schedule with a record number of people shopping locally.
So it was a good year.
It was a good year. And even used cars were going out fast. So the stores were full of stuff and people were standing in line. So they thought it was going to be a very good shopping year. So then along came Santa.
Okay.
And he was here, I think, around the 7th or 5th of December. And he hit every place. He made
just up and down the streets. Santa was a busy guy.
Yeah. But if you look at that first paragraph, he made a pleasing entrance despite the absence of snow.
Well?
Yeah. Then he rolled merrily down Dakota Avenue in a red cart drawn by a couple of prancing ponies. But he went to the Wahpeton Rehab and jingled his bells as he entered each room to greet its occupant and leave gifts and candy. He went to the Wahpeton Indian School, and he was again at St. Francis Hospital. And a lot of this was sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and probably the young JCs.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of cool. that they had a lot of people involved. But 2,000 bags, oh my.
Santa roaming around with no snow, yeah. Kind of like what he's going to do this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or what he has done. I don't know if you have this one or not, but this was the year that the National Tee was supposed to open.
Over in Breck.
No, here.
Oh, here. Okay.
Kind of where the Hinsbergs.
Got it. Yeah. Yep.
Well, it was supposed to open on the 15th of December, but there was a fire at the Milbank National Tee. So all of the workers here had to go down there and fix up that grocery store before we could open our National Tee.
Okay.
But so it opened, you know, probably later, maybe early January.
Did that later become Chuck's Warehouse Foods? Yes. Yep. Okay. Yep. Now I got it.
Yep.
Up to speed.
So it was supposed to be ready, but it really wasn't. Ready to go. I did find one ad from Ben Franklin, and they had party dresses for children for $2 or $4. You know, there's that in there.
But right.
Yeah. So they could all look pretty for the holiday. And then, do you have Wapton Drug?
I do. I'm looking at this radio coaster wagon that you could buy for $1.69.
Yeah, but look at all of the items that
unbelievable
that the Wapton Drug Company had.
Yeah, they run the gambit here.
Yeah. Well, then they had butter rum fruitcake.
That's the first thing my eye went to for 88 cents with a coupon.
Yeah. If you didn't have that, well, you had to pay $1.98.
Unbelievable.
But they had tons of stuff in there, just small appliances and. And, of course,
dolls.
Yeah, dolls.
Ponytail cloth doll.
Colognes, walnuts, cameras, chocolate, you name it, they had it. It was pretty good.
And film for your brownie camera.
That's right.
Right.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah. So do you have the Morris stage bar?
I do not.
It should be on the back.
On the back. Okay.
One of those earlier ones.
Let me keep looking here.
It was on the back.
There we go. Okay, yep, got it. Got it.
This was the first time I'd seen this. But, you know, of course, I was only in 50 and 59, but mm-hmm. Morris Stage Bar, that was where the O.
That the big O, yeah.
Yep. And so they would deliver gift packed for Christmas giving. So, the list of the different things that you could purchase there, and they would put it together and deliver it in a package for Christmas.
A little whiskey pack.
Yeah.
Or brandy, rum, wines, and gin, or your favorite flavored vodkas.
And then they had the specialties over there, champagne. I don't know what a lot of these are, but.
The Morris Stage Bar, we deliver.
Yeah.
Conjures up some great images.
Yeah, they.
Good stuff.
Things by the gallon,
mm-hmm.
You know. But, yeah, I mean, they were ready to get involved in promoting of Christmas and, you know, their business as well.
So. Quite the gift packages.
Yeah.
We're out of time.
Can I have one more?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
All right.
We'll give Tom and Kathy a couple extra minutes.
Okay. this one I just have to share because this is it says, Merry Christmas, an expression of our thanks and goodwill. We extend the season's greetings to all our many friends. And it's sponsored by Kelly Johnson, Harold Bolstead, and Ernest Kohodic.
Wow.
You know who they were?
I remember Ernie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kelly Johnson was the county sheriff.
Okay.
And what county sheriff puts something in the newspaper to wish everyone a happy new year and a Merry
They
Christmas?
Did in 59.
Yeah. I thought that was just the coolest thing.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Janet, always great to have you in here.
Good to be
Thank
here.
You. We're
you
talking
bet.
1959. You have a Merry Christmas.
I certainly will.
Your fudge is long gone, by the way, but be waiting for next Christmas to get some more of that.
All righty.
Talking History with Janet Gageland. We do it every Thursday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
It's the season of good cheer, and Larry and Yolanda Lewick add to the joy with this holiday greeting. It's a wish for love, friendship, and prosperity in the year to come, and a sincere thank you to all. Happiest of holidays from Larry and Yolanda Lewick. Trigger Sports says thank you for your continued support this past year. Songs are being sung and bells are ringing. At this holiday time, Trigger Sports sends everyone a happy and joyous holiday season. Happy holidays from the staff at Trigger Sports in Wapton.
Low, 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 low prices. If other car dealerships really meant it, they'd only have to say it once.